Happy Wednesday to you and welcome to your daily teaching from It's Time For Me. So this week is all about getting creative, and I hope you had fun yesterday thinking about how creative you are and without pressure thinking, God, am I creative? Am I not creative? Because like I said yesterday, a lot of people get caught up in, I'm not creative, and talking themselves out of it. If you can draw a picture and it doesn't have to be great, you're creative. It's about putting your vision, your imagination on paper. So I'm very imaginative, I would say. And when I go into meditation and things like that, I don't really need a guided meditation. Music is enough for me, but I do need music to take me into that place. And then my mind takes over and I get really creative. And often when I'm telling friends or my husband about my meditations, I sometimes wonder, do I nearly make the stuff up? You know, I would connect with people who've passed over. I would see different things happening. I'd see things happening forward in my life and get really good guidance. And something what I think you could try, and I know today is about drawing a canvas. What I do is I write down questions that I have. I put on some meditation music and I lie back. And I literally visualize myself going up into the air. So I kind of go up into heaven and I sit around a wooden table with my granny and my uncle and my dog, Molly. And I sit there and I have an archangel as well. And then I have an angel that I met in meditation when I was 12 in school. We had to do a meet your angel. So I have the five of them sit around the table and I sit down and I chat to them. Hey, how's it going? You know, that kind of thing. And then I ask them my questions and I listen to the answer. Now, the answers are probably coming from myself or they're coming from them, but I write the answers down. Sometimes I come out of the meditation, write the answer down, go back into my other question. And I was at a talk back in November and the teacher was talking about this and I was thinking about going into meditation with questions. I was like, oh, I do this. This is really interesting. And she was saying what she does is she records herself. So she will actually ask the question. And when she hears the answer, she just starts talking and she's recording the whole thing. So it's a really, really powerful exercise to do. And actually listening to your own voice back telling you something is extra powerful because the power of your own voice is so strong because you are telling yourself, you're hearing it from you. Nothing more powerful than that. So you could try something like that if you were thinking about all this kind of creativity yesterday or tapping into your imagination. So I got an image and I hate as well, I've probably given a lot of examples around like pregnancy and fertility because it's just something for me that I'm, you know, in the midst of trying to create as well. But, and I know yesterday I gave an example of my client who was trying for a baby. That literally just came into my mind when I was talking yesterday of clients who like to create lots of other things. But last year in January 2018, I was, I don't know what I was doing, and I just got this image. I could have been in meditation or I could have just been sitting down doing something. And I got this image of me walking up. I live in Rathfarnham, so walking up Stocking Lane. It's a really, really big kind of hill that goes up towards the mountains. And when you get to the top, you can just look out over the whole city. It's gorgeous. So I was imagining, I walk there with my dog. So I was imagining myself walking there on my own. And I was in kind of those walking leggings and I was in a shoestring vest. And my hair was blonder and had a little plait across the front of my hair. And it was short in a hairstyle that I wanted it in. And my skin was really clear. And back in January 2018, my skin wasn't clear at all. It was really, really, really bad. And I had this image and it was a really hot day. Like I'm talking really hot. And I walked up and I was standing overlooking. But when I looked down at myself, I was actually pregnant in this image. Now back in January last year, obviously pregnancy was on my mind, but I had no way of knowing how it was going to happen or even really if just talk about my skin because that had got so bad that I wasn't sure when this image was going to happen. So in March then I met my fertility doctor and I started getting treatments done at home by a girl, do chemical peels on my skin. And you know, kind of by April and May, my skin was actually clear. I couldn't believe it. It was just fabulous. And then I managed to find a hairdresser because I'd been getting annoyed at my hairdresser, kept chopping it up at the back. And I just wanted one level and she did it and I went a bit blonder. And this is all by chance. Kind of the vision was always there, but I wasn't doing it to match that. And as we got towards the summer, we obviously from May last year here in Ireland, we got like an amazing summer. And I thought, God, is this in my vision? And I was thinking, is this vision happening this summer? But in my vision, I was pregnant, like with a pregnant stomach. So I thought it's not probably going to be this summer because I wouldn't have a pregnant stomach even if I got pregnant now at that point. But the image just doesn't go away, and it's still there. So what I decided to do the other day after my big long winding story, I decided to actually sketch the picture out. I sketched it out, and I decided as well, I have the It's Time For Me fertility page. I decided to put it up there on Instagram. And really what I was doing for myself is I was sharing that because these things are quite private, even though you hear about me talking about it all the time. But a sketch like that would be quite private. And I thought, I'll sketch it for myself. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to share it. And why I shared it was because I was like, if I'm sketching it, it's putting it into the visualization out of my mind onto paper. And if I share it, it's putting the intention out there and it's letting other people know that I believe in my vision. So I'm not just telling it to myself and then going, oh, it'll never happen. I'm sharing it and saying, this is where I hope to be whenever and whatever summer that happens to be in. So the power of your sketching is very clear. So I drew an actual picture of the road really badly, myself, little pregnant stomach, houses, the whole way, the wind in the road where I walk as well. And it, like, when I look at it, I know exactly where it is. But it could be a flower that is like representing blossoming in your life. It doesn't have to be like a picture. It can just be images or symbols or even words that represent where you want to go. So after this 6.5 minute audio, what I would like you to do is to do that. And don't put this off. You know, if you're in bed tonight, do it. If you've got 5 minutes that you can take at your lunch break to do it, or at your office, if you can skive off for a few minutes and do it, you know, take the time to actually sketch out what you want and pick those three things and put it down on paper. What does it look like to you? What symbol, what color, what word represents that? And just put it there. And keep it and even share it with people and say, look, this is where my hope is. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it somewhere where you can see it daily. We all open our wallets daily. Put it somewhere. If you have a bus ticket, put it in there, or your Lewis card or your Leap card, whatever. So again, this is quite long winding, but this is where the part of creation comes from, because it comes from us. When you think about something you want to create in your life, you're thinking about it for yourself. It means something to you. If you feel like it's going to add value to your life, you feel like it's going to kind of change things for you, and you feel an affinity towards it, an alignment towards it. What we're trying to do is get you from the place that you are now to that point of creation and bring the two of them together for the thing to actually show up in your life, no matter when that happens, okay? So, but we've got to bring all these elements together. So I talked yesterday about decluttering, listening to yourself, listening to your voice. You know, we're bringing all these pieces together. So while these audios are probably a bit long winding, there's little nuggets within this, the story I'm trying to piece together for you. And this is really important. So if you have any questions on this, or you feel a bit lost on this either, you know, feel free to send me a text or anything. So I know as well, if you need more, like, because we've other audios to come for the rest of the week, so if you have other stuff that you'd like me to talk about within this, but get creative, get imaginative, and let's go there. And then tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit more about what the next steps are. So have a great Wednesday and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.